Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I can't remember anything like it. Members of the House of Representatives, who in their other lives are medical doctors, appeared before reporters dressed in their lab coats and pleaded with the Senate to pass a bill that would restore funding for the National Institutes of Health. Because it turns out that the government shutdown ended clinical trials of cancer drugs, which meant that families with dying children were being turned away. I'm not sure why they didn't realize this earlier, but in any case, they are now pleading with the Senate to pass a special bill to fix this, even though right now these same House members have in their hands a bill already approved by the Senate, which would open up the entire government, including the NIH, which could resume treating sick children tomorrow. And a reporter had what I thought was a pretty good question for Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
How are you picking and choosing what should get the funding first?
Well, we are going to go forward with trying to address situations that are in critical stages.
Critical stages. That sounds like they're saying, we'll decide who to help next based on how desperate they are. So everything's upside down. The cause of this crisis, Obamacare, turns out to be so popular, Americans have stormed the websites as if they were selling Miley Cyrus tickets, while members of Congress who warned us of Obamacare's flaws are themselves deciding which Americans are sufficiently desperate to be worth saving. The same people who warned us of the death panels have become them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.